Church services, when you stand back from them, are kind of a strange ritual. A ritual that's evolved over the last couple of thousand years for sure, but one that in essence has remained largely unchanged. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever been in a church where the people get up to sing? What an odd thing to do in this day and age. They call it praise and worship. So they get up and start singing. After a while, you start looking around. The guy two pews over, well, he's yawning. And that woman over there, she's fiddling with her mobile phone. Then someone walks in late and you all turn around to see who it is. That family, they're late again. What's the matter with them? And they call it praise and worship. So many people, not all mind you, but so many look bored. So far as you can tell, they're kind of going through the motions. Why? Because that's what you do of a Sunday. I wonder though what God thinks. I wonder how he feels. I wonder if you or I could interview God on this subject, what he'd have to say on the matter. If this whole praise and worship thing really is a thing for God, wouldn't you think he'd want them to have their hearts in it? Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. The Lord says, "These people come to honor me with words, but I'm not really important to them. The worship they give me is nothing but human rules that they've memorized." That's pretty direct. When are we going to stop going through the motions? When are we going to bow down our hearts with our lives and worship the God who came to save us? Or are we just going to keep on going through the motions? That's God's word, fresh for you today. So much of life is about going through the motions. We kind of instinctively get up in the morning and participate in the ritual of life, pretty much the way we do every day. That's why it bears taking a look at these rituals through God's eyes every now and then. And that's why I love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.